Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday, January 2nd, 2012. That's going to take some getting used to. We're going to be here for the next 3 hours live. And we don't have any guests today. I want to have open phones throughout the 3 hours. Obviously, I want to break down the New Year's Eve signing of the traitorous puppet in chief, Barack Hussein, who really knows who he is, Obama, and the treacherous Republican Congress that helped ram it through with the help of the Democrats, who are nothing more than errand boys, grocer's clerks, carrying out a little errand for their masters, the foreign offshore banks that have taken over our society. I saw a clip on Infowars.com, an article Kurt Nemo wrote over the weekend with another national talk show host and his guest caller, saying that anybody that likes Ron Paul is an anti-Semite, and that I'm an anti-Semite, and that if you don't like what the bankers are doing to you, you're an anti-Semite. I mean, always injecting that into everything. That's why the system is so discredited, and that's why we're in such a deep crisis. Because the establishment has taken over the planet through fraud and through deception, but now the world is waking up to it, and the establishment is just going ahead with everything, and it's on a collision course. Last night as I went to bed at about midnight, I just laid there in the bed marveling at how textbook and how over-the-top absurdist the cameras and the black uniforms and the ski mask and the checkpoints and the hands down the pants TSA and the jumbo screens all over the country with Homeland Security heads saying, I'm here to protect you, don't trust your neighbors. And the raids on Amish and the push for forced inoculation and the giant prisons everywhere and the brainwashing of police and military and the announcements of indefinite detention. It's right out of a dystopic novel. And the reason it was hitting me so hard is I watched Equilibrium with Christian Bale last night when I was on the treadmill. Again, I'm trying to run twice a day, and I was watching, and I hadn't watched it in a few years, and it came out a decade ago or so, and it was like the government's force-drugging people. That's going on through the food, the water, and then overtly through pharmakia and the illegal drugs they ship in, but big pharma as well. There's big jumbo jumbotron screens saying, you know, only trust your big brother government everywhere. There's police in black uniforms with machine guns. There's armored vehicles driving around on the streets. There's paramilitary police SWAT teaming people. And that's basically where we are. And now they're announcing, hey, we're going to start censoring your speech. And even the inventors of the internet admit it's the end of internet freedom as we know it. It's all happening. But there are 400 million guns, conservatively, of new manufacture. That's the last 80 years is how they gauge it in this country. There's over 150 million gun owners. Record gun sales took place the last month. And you've got one guy in Washington State who's running from the cops, and they got hundreds of them out there for one guy with guns. I mean, it just shows you how the system is a paper tiger, but it thinks it's invincible. It's going to start a war with the American people. We'll talk about it coming up.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is the first live radio transmission that I've engaged in the new year. It, of course, is Monday, the second day of January, 2011, 2012, 2013. So that's going to take some getting used to. By the time I'm accustomed to saying 2012, it'll already be 2013. But we are going to be here for the next 3 hours today on this Monday, the second day of January, 2012. And later in the transmission, I do want to give you my breakdown of what I think is going to unfold in 2012 and what we're going to see the establishment do in this key year on so many fronts with Iran, with the global economy, with the domestic police state that's being duplicated, not just here in the United States, but all over the world. That is all coming up today. And then I have this little Economist article, and the cover of it says, "Reviving the World Economy, Stand Back, I'm a Central Banker." And it takes a famous, I guess, Dutch painting of doctors engaging in a dissection of a dead body. But instead, the central banker is holding defibrillators like he's going to restart the heart of the economy. This would be more accurate if it showed the central bankers as vampires and all sinking their teeth into the not quite yet dead person, soon to be cadaver, then it would be accurate. But this is the problem. They always sell the central bankers as the solution to every problem when they are on its face the complete authors of the architecture of the system we live under today. You can certainly partially blame the public for being lazy and easy to con for this happening. We can all blame ourselves and look in the mirror at one level or another. And for all of us you're selling out at even at a subconscious level to the system. But the main drivers, the captains of the ship, the New World Order system, those piloting our culture are the six mega private banks that created the front consortiums of the so-called Federal Reserve, European Central Bank, Bank of England, which are just their quasi-government fronts to carry out their crimes. They are the enemy. They are the authors of the carbon tax, of the open borders, of the imperial wars, of the police state, of the medical mafia pushing forced inoculations. In every case, it is a handful of families that are the private shareholders of the six global megabanks. We've listed them here many times: Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Citibank, and then a few other European consortium banks that are all really owned by the same people. So it's six consortiums, and they are the authors of it all. I mean, I showed you The Economist magazine from November. And this is the type of publication, just like the Times of London or the Financial Times, which is even more important, where they throw it in your face. Remember that article a few years ago by the foreign editor of the Financial Times of London? Headline, "And Now for World Government." Please put that on screen. If you're a radio listener on XM or local AM and FM, you're saying, put it on screen. Yes, we're simulcasting everything at prisonplanet.tv. And we also have the nightly news there if you're a subscriber. But we've now started a system where you can watch a lower res version of the show live, not just the audio, at InfoWars.com. There in the right-hand corner now, everybody can basically watch. If you go to InfoWars.com and click the upper watch the show live banner, you can actually see this for yourself. There it is. "And Now for World Government, December 9th, 2008. Wow, that seems like yesterday. That's actually 3 years ago. Wow, a little over 3 years ago. And he goes on to say, yes, there's a private global corporate government. Yes, it's authoritarian in nature. Go read the article. And yes, we're going to take your liberties, but it's because your nation states are primitive. That's why they have an image of a cave drawing there. And we know best. We're technocrats, and we kept it secret from you for your own interest." And that is exactly what The Economist, November 19th, the 25th weekly edition that I've covered so much here, said. They say, yes, technocrats have run things in the Soviet era and didn't do probably the best job, but our technocrats are better. And they say in here, you can argue that this is the best system now, and regardless, that's what runs things. So it is an apologetic, open world government article, but saying it's for your own interest. And that particular article is titled, "Minds Like Machines, Technocrats." Minds like machines. Technocracy was once a communist idea. With the proletariat in power, administration could be left to experts. Ah, yes. Or we can have a big computer run everything. There's the actual article. I have my little photocopies here so I can highlight it. And it goes on, "Technocracy and autocracy have long been natural bedfellows. Technocrats rule big chunks of public life. Central bankers are one example." And it goes on here, "Even highly political governments set up independent or bipartisan panels that make difficult decisions." Yeah, so spending bills originate in the Super Congress now, not by individual members, "such as closing military bases, setting electoral boundaries, and making spending cuts." Now, it was supposed to be simple votes. They create independent agencies, all independent, but the globalists run them, to run everything from healthcare to education. They put outside experts in top jobs, such as the economist Larry Summers in the Clinton administration and Obama administrations that got rid of Glass-Steagall. Yeah, what great experts they were. And then you go on here, let me find the actual part. They got another quote where it says, and yes, you can argue that we need technocrats now. They know how to run things best. Now, I just showed you the, reprint me that, because there were two versions. You had another one that was a blog responding to everybody. I don't know if that's the blog or the original article. Scroll up for me, please, so I can read it. And when you read it there, he actually breaks down that it's for the betterment of everybody. He says, I've never believed that there is a secret. You put it back on screen for me, please. I've never believed that there is a secret United Nations plot to take over the U.S. I've never seen black helicopters hovering in the sky above Montana. But for the first time in my life, I think the formation of some sort of world government is plausible. A world government. So again, if you don't like world government, you're a kook, but we need one. And I think this is his blog response when he got attacked for saying we need a world government. A world government would involve much more than cooperation between nations. It would be an entity with state-like characteristics backed by a body of laws. The European Union has already set up a continental government for 27 countries, which could be the model. The EU has the Supreme Court, a currency, thousands of pages of law, a civil service, and an ability to deploy military force. So, could the European model go global? There are three reasons for thinking that it might. First, it's increasingly clear that the most difficult issues facing national governments are international in nature. There is a global warming, a global financial crisis, and a global war on terror. Now, what did Club of Rome say in the 60s? We'll use the terror threat, the environmental threat, and other threats, global problems to unify it. In fact, I just went to that article from memory. Print it for me. I'm going to highlight the parts. And there's a second, I think that's the second part. There's a first part where he comes out and says, yes, it's authoritarian in nature. Yes, we kept it from you, but it's for your own good. The point is that here they are saying Larry Summers will fix everything when it's Larry Summers who got rid of the Glass-Steagall with Obama's progenitor, the Clintons. And then now Larry Summers is back advising under Obama. And do people expect there to be any change when this is the policy? We go to the people that engineered all of this, and we read publications that they own and control who never even mention, hey, they're the ones that did all this, when it's as obvious as the nose on your face. And so I'm going to be breaking that down later in the broadcast. In fact, I've already started doing it here right now. Now, when we come back from break, I'm going to break down, obviously, the top news of the day and try to go through every angle and facet of it. That's why I've written here on construction paper. I got up in the middle of the night, was creeping around the house, and the first paper I came across was some of the children's construction paper. So I wrote, three, four pages of notes here, breaking down why the different formulae that are used. Why would Obama say he'd veto the bill because it had indefinite detention for citizens in it, and then sign the bill, and then it emerges that it was the White House demanded those provisions be there, and Obama knew that. And I break down why they deceive that way, why they do that, and what the NDAA does and where things are going. But where are all the people out there who for over 16 years said Alex Jones is a kook? There's no plan to put military on the streets. Now that it's in Stars and Stripes, the Army Times, the National News, now they've shifted from you're still a kook because you don't want the military on the streets. And then now I hear them defending the military doing drills to confiscate our guns. So we're going to break all of that down today. Then we're going to get into what's happening in the Eurozone, record gun sales, and more. It's a very important transmission lined up. Stay with us. First live show of the year.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
We've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Okay, obviously a lot of you are going to want to respond to the NDAA. After I break it down, I'm going to give the number out and hear from you on that subject or any other topic you wish to raise here. We are live. It is the second day of January 2012 on this Monday edition, and it's going to take some getting used to here, obviously. Time is speeding up. Now, we had seen some false alarms in the media saying that Obama had signed this about a week and a half ago, but those were not accurate. He did indeed sign it in private, the Associated Press reported, Saturday afternoon in Hawaii. That was in the evening, Saturday here on the mainland. And he signed it privately. He did not have a robo-sign do it, a robot, a computerized signature, which has been found to be unconstitutional, but so are signing statements. And in the signing statement, you can read it at Infowars.com. DrudgeReport.com has been linked to our article about it with the signing statement added. But we actually put links to where Obama's lying in his signing statement. That's been on the Drudge Report since yesterday afternoon. It's now moved down on the right-hand side, halfway down, but it was the top story yesterday. Which, again, I appreciate. I appreciate Drudge actually linking to a real article where we have links in Obama's statement. When he says, I'm against the indefinite detention for citizens, but I'm still signing it, we have links to Carl Levin and other senators saying Obama demanded this be added. And we have links to him saying he wouldn't sign it with that in there. We just show the lies. Now, the question is, why lie? I'm going to explain that in a moment. Because when you understand this lie and you peel back the layers of the onion, I've studied these people in depth. I know them. Then you understand how weak they are, how incredibly weak and pathetic they are. Now, you're like, well, then why are they running everything? Because we are laying down. I mean, if you didn't fight back against a seven-year-old, they could probably kill you. If you just laid there, they could get a sharp stick and stick it in your eye and cram it down into your brain, probably. I mean, if you lay there in a bed of fire ants and don't get up, they can kill you. They're little bitty ants. And that's basically what it is. The New World Order are a bunch of ants, and we just lay here with them crawling all over us, stinging us. And I'm jumping up and down saying, let's get up. But individually, I'm like a little lillipully. You know, those little people that, you know, tie the giant down. I'm small, but together we're big. We are the body politic. The globalists are tiny. But together they're powerful, and they know how to work together. That's what the Council on Foreign Relations and other people do. So I'll say it again in the new year. I'm very thankful to Matt Drudge and Joseph Curl and all the people over at the Drudge Report, because it is the biggest news site in the world, undisputed. New York Times, others admit it. It drives more traffic than Twitter, Facebook combined, and all the other so-called conservative sites and libertarian and constitutional sites and even liberal sites mainly will not ever point out the emperor's wearing no clothes. And Infowars.com's huge. Prison Planet's gigantic. With the radio show and the YouTube channels and everything we do, we're big. We're one of the biggest things out there. But when it comes to internet, there's nothing even approaching Drudge. And this morning, I tuned into talk radio, and what were they talking about in San Antonio? And then I spent about an hour when I was on the treadmill listening to radio this morning instead of watching film, tuned to local radio and heard them talk about this on local 590. Two different shows, WOAI and 590 KLBJ here in town, and that was the two stations I listened to while on the treadmill for 45 minutes, was because of Drudge. They were reading this and saying, should the government be able to secretly arrest citizens and have you disappear into a black hole? And they were reading from the article. I could care less they didn't give me any credit. All I care about is stopping this because I have children, because I want to be free, because I want to have a future. And I'm telling you, that's the power of the Drudge Report. This is not a bunch of rump kissing here. I'm going to come back and actually get into it. The actual article, and I'm signing it. It's just that InfoWars, yeah, we can put an article out, and sometimes it breaks into the, quote, mainstream and really goes mega viral. But with Drudge, it's guaranteed every time. And so it's the Drudge is saying, the emperor's not wearing clothes. Here's Obama lying and links to it. That's a big deal. So I just give thanks to that in the new year, and give thanks that the internet is still here in somewhat of a free position for now. But even AP, Reuters, the top scientists that invented the internet, all of them are public right now, even Politico, saying This SOPA bill is the end of the internet and the end of free speech and the end of due process.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we are back live here. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm going to give the number out here in just a few minutes. Coming up, it's littered with cuss words, but we're going to bleep them out and air it on the nightly news this evening. Disturbing video that shows U.S. soldiers blowing up a dog in Iraq for fun. There are hundreds of these videos. The U.S. troops killing people's sheep, cows, horses for fun, blowing up people's dogs, killing puppies. And when we showed one of these videos a few years ago, a fake conservative who goes along with the entire system, Michelle Malkin, came out and said, I was a liar and that it was a toy dog. Now, clearly it was a puppy holding its feet up when you hold them by the scruff of the neck. Clearly they kill it. The Marines did an investigation and confirmed it was real. And they didn't care. Malkin continued to say it wasn't real and that I was a liar. So when I ran into her, she had these local Republican college bloggers with her. They posed as if they were with us, wearing masks and hats, and screamed, kill Michelle Malkin, and then put out a blog saying, I said kill her. And national so-called conservative radio went with, I'm calling for killing Michelle Malkin. And even the Denver Post ran with it. National TV ran with it. They sent Extra out. It was clearly a PSYOP. And interviewed me there in Denver when I was at the DNC and said, why did you say killer? And I showed him my own video, and the reporter basically laughed at me and left and never even showed that. And I still get emails saying, how dare you say killer? It's on the video. I'm screaming, how dare you say I'm a liar? They killed that dog. Admit it's real. It's been admitted it's real. And they just said, you know what? Kill Michelle Malkin. They screamed behind me, crouching down, PSYOP experts. And then they all left with her. They all walked off, got in cars, and left with her. That's what they think is cute. They think it's fun to deceive the public, to pose as conservatives so you can lead the opposition to the New World Order as loyal opposition and lead it down a rat hole. And there's a new video out today. The only reason I'm covering it is it happened to be in the newspaper. I mean, I don't even, if I wanted to, quote, just bash the troops, I could have these every day. Forget killing dogs. I've got British troops, U.S. troops, contractors sitting off the side of highways, just shooting families in minivans and Lincoln Town cars, and men and women rolling out, bleeding, and shooting them, and shooting women while they walk down a desert road with a four-year-old holding their hand, and they laugh as the 50 cal blows their head off. And I've got them torturing children, just beating them and beating them. You know, I think I ought to put a U.S. troop compilation torture together. We'll do that. It'll take a few days to compile it, though. Wednesday or Thursday on the nightly news. So we got to bleep out all the cussing. We will leave in the pit demon noises, though. The psycho, masochistic demon surfacing. The demon surfacing part we'll leave in. Okay, I mean, I'm going to leave all that in. Oh, you think I'm joking? We're going to get it all together. We've heard those here before. Yes, yes, killer. Oh, bad little child. Naughty, naughty little boy. But guys, we have that in the computer. It's something like British troops beat children. Yeah, but you always hear that same noise in these videos. American troops, British, contractors. Always when they're doing it, you hear the demonic entity come to the surface, and it's having a vampire feeding frenzy, and it just totally takes them over. And boy, do we get death threats and everything when we play this stuff, because they don't want that known. They call that anti-U.S. military. No, letting our military be taken over by a culture of demonic little creatures, that is destroying our military and our name worldwide, because this is all over TV worldwide. In fact, it's come out the CIA globally releases the photos and the videos of this, but only for foreign use, for our future destruction. Domestically, you're not meant to see this. Remember, the United States is the main enemy. The Republic is the enemy. So while they use America to set up this world government, when they're done with us, the world's got to completely, absolutely hate us. Then they'll trigger a civil war here in the U.S. with attempted gun confiscation. This is one of their main plans. Marching the police and military off to certain death in gun confiscation. Certain death. And that's part of the plan. Then the I-4 UN global troops will come in. That's now in all the official FEMA Homeland Security documents. I used to have to get military officers like Colonel Craig Roberts on, you know, who's like, yeah, my nephew, after his graduation at West Point, was sent to this base, and here's the names of the generals that said that during an emergency they will use foreign troops to fight domestic terrorists. Now that's in the Washington Post and New York Times. That, oh yes, during crises we will use foreign troops to deal with domestic problems. But that's after the police and military, many of which are honorable good people, are marched off against the general public. And of course the breakdown of society will be so horrible at that point that many of the public will say, sure, arrest political dissidents, just bring back the prosperity. And of course, when you go along with the tyranny, it won't bring back the prosperity. Just like I told you 4 years ago in the 2008 bailouts, I said, this is not going to fix things. This is going to make things worse. Next, they're going to implode Europe. Then they're going to take over with austerity, raising taxes, cutting benefits, not to pay public debts, but to pay for the bankers' Ponzi scheme that they've gotten the public to sign on to that they then spin and say is the public debt. And they have all these different media outlets running around pushing it. In fact, give me a document cam shot of this. Here's the cover of The Economist. If you're in stores, you'll see it on newsstands. Reviving the world economy. Stand back. I'm a central banker. They take a famous, it's maybe a Rembrandt, Dutch painting of a dissection of a corpse. I guess what they wrote Grey's Anatomy from. And he's got defibrillators about to start the dead economy's heart. And, of course, they say the central bankers will fix it. And, of course, it's all the exact names that engineered this. They're not going to fix anything. Their takeover is working the way they want it to. But they're going to bombard you with they'll fix it. Just give them total power. Again, this was an accurate Photoshop of a famous painting. They would all be vampires with straws drinking this person's blood, assanguinating him, sucking him dry. We'll be going over that a little bit later. Now, continuing here, so I'm going to get into the big news and then your calls. But we'll get to the troops killing him in a minute. But it all ties together. NDAA, the troops killing dogs, sheep, cows, horses, any chance they can. The army murdering them. Again, people don't even get upset when it's a family. And you see them shooting the minivan off the road and the family falling out and people trying to grab their kids and the troops are laughing and then the gibbering starts. Like, whoa, demon just surfaced. It's in full feeding mode. It doesn't matter. Every nationality. I've seen Russian troop stuff and it's the same gibbering noise. I mean, you can say there's no such thing as demons, whatever. A section of the brain that does that, okay? It's the same signature. It's the same thing. You want to know what a psychopath's doing when they're torturing some three-year-old they kidnapped in some dungeon for 6 months? That's going on. And the psychopaths tell the psychiatrist about they love sucking the essence out of it. They call it using someone up. And they feed off the fear and the pain. It's an enjoyment. And so if you support the troops, you're supposed to say, this is wonderful. And defend it and say, oh, they're just blowing off some steam. In fact, I remember that Rush Limbaugh clip where it came out about Abu Ghraib and torture of children. And he said, folks, you ever been under stress? You ever blown off some steam? Just type it in. Rush Limbaugh talks about torture as blowing off steam. And we're talking about four-year-olds in front of their parents being raped with objects dripping with battery acid. That's in the Army's own report. Just type in Army Abu Ghraib torture report. You'll get AP, MSNBC, the Army's report. It's 14 pages long. Read it. 30-plus camps, 24-7 gang raping, torturing, murdering, killing. Pit demon. Absolute pit of hell. This is what you've signed on to. Preemptive war, all of it. This is what happens. This is what the Nazis did. This is what the communist Chinese did and do. This is what the psycho armies want. And we've shown you internal memos where in Texas they say, we're only hiring former military right now. Do not distribute this memo. Remember that we were sent that 4 months ago. It says, right now we've been directed to only focus on military. I guess you might be able to get hired if you're not former military. But again, not just regular military. They have tests they give them that if you're damaged goods, you're going to get the job. And you're going to wage war against the American people. That's what they want. That's why I have the New York Times. Don't believe me? Just type in scouts trained to fight terrorists and more. And the first line says the 14-year-olds trained to kill disgruntled veterans. In this drill, the Iraq vet is holed up. They quickly move in and take him out. You can see the photos of him training to kill veterans. Because, you see, they want the PTSD 4-5-6 tour. Violent, fearless people to join their ranks, but they also know that there's going to be giant groups who aren't turned over to evil but are just as tough or tougher, who are going to then fight the forces of evil. But there's also going to be a third group, people that just go off the rails, who don't get hired as cops or whatever. And that's like this guy. And when I get to, after the Obama, I'll show you this article. We'll put it on screen. Massive manhunt after Ranger slain in Rainier. We'll pull this up for later. And it says he's a former several tours, Marines, and there was supposedly a shootout at a party, so he ran with his body armor and everything, reportedly to the local national park. They set up a roadblock. He got out, opened fire. More police showed up, and they sat there for hours while the park ranger bled to death because he was shooting at him. And now there's hundreds of federal police and others on the scene, and they're basically cowering a day later, afraid to go after him. Okay, now what's going to happen when you start secretly arresting people and you start going out and trying to confiscate guns? 150 million, it's more like 200 million now. There's a massive armament going on. Millions of it, more like 2 million. They're saying 1.5 million plus background checks in the month of December, all-time record. Most sales are going on privately. You got 400 plus million guns out there. You've got all of this happening, all of this unfolding. And what's going to happen when the government, run by these criminal bankers who are sitting offshore, try to march the police and military off in asymmetrical warfare to take people's guns and to take political prisoners away? If 1% fights back, that's 1,500,000 of this guy. And I'm not saying he's a good guy. He late night party, got drunk, started, you know, some kind of fight happened, shootout began, just like Poplawski. Drunk, gets home, has another pit bull urinating all over the carpet. His mother says, get out of here. She says, she calls the police. He shoots and kills three of them. The point is that you train these people to just mow Iraqis down all day and laugh at dead kids and kill dogs and murder people and do all this. Of course they've got record suicides, all-time records. Of course they're coming home. They had one Delta Force wing, or squadron as they call them, 5 years ago, in one weekend, killed four families. Well, in one case, the family got away and he burned the house down. And when the police pulled up, this is in the news. They're outside Fort Benning, was flopping around foaming at the mouth. You pull up, the house is burning, the person is flopping around, they're so demonically possessed, or whatever you want to call it. I mean, look, you sow hell, you reap Armageddon. You get into evil and corruption and think it's cute and sexy and fun. It isn't. The wages of the New World Order is thermonuclear war, biological weapons, imploding bank accounts, starvation, death, and everything that leads up to it. And I'll actually read over the article later. I mean, there's a photo of him here. Where he's got his different guns and his shirt off. And, you know, he's the big, tough guy. And now they're going to send a bunch of other people just like him after him. And hundreds of local police and the feds are in the article admitting they're not going after him because they're scared. What, you're scared of somebody that'll actually shoot back at you? You're scared of another psychopath? Oh, if it's hitting some old lady who you're taking the cash out of their purse, if it's hitting some, you know, 16-year-old kid you found some marijuana on, so you go ahead and beat them up and send them to jail? You mean this is somebody like you? What do you think's going to happen when they try to march you off against real Americans, real human beings? What do you think is going to happen? You think 1% is going to fight you? Numbers I've looked at and studied, about 10% are going to fight. You know what 10% of 150 million is? You know what that is? It's 15 million. People conservatively are going to fight. And we have to overt this disaster. We do not want this to start up. We do not want this to happen, because that's one of the false flags the New World Order can run, is marching the police and military off into a conflict and to create a civil war here in the United States. That's actually in the IMF and World Bank documents. All right, I was just going to mention some of the news coming up. I've pretty much already started getting into it. And I've got page after page of notes on the NDAA and just how big it is and just how important it is and just what it means to our society and how it's going to be implemented and how it's going to be rolled out. But I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to reset because I'm pretty wound up from being gone a couple days. And I'm going to come back and take your phone calls into the bottom of the hour, next hour. And then I'm going to get into the NDAA in total detail. I did all this research last night and this morning and got all my ducks in a row, and tonight we're really having a special report on it that'll be highly produced where we've got all the clips and even more proof tonight on the nightly news. 7 o'clock. Central. But we'll take your calls on the NDAA, all of this. There's a lot of good police and military who aren't psychopaths, who haven't been twisted to the dark side. And we don't need to be like the American people and the police and military, like pit bulls they put in an arena to kill each other or a cockfight. We need to be smarter than this and realize who the enemy is, the New World Order, the private banking cartel.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365. Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right.
All right, the toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Coming up later in the next hour, Huntsman has put out a new attack ad on Ron Paul using clips of him on C-SPAN talking about a New World Order, Skull and Bones, and a clip from Endgame where he quotes George Bush Sr. He says George Bush Sr. called for a New World Order. What's weird is they all call for a New World Order. Al Gore, Bill Clinton, all of them. They say a New World Order is a global corporate government. And then Ron Paul says, I don't want a global corporate private government run by megabanks. And they go, oh, my gosh, he's crazy. He's quoting George W. Bush, Herbert Walker Bush, calling for it. And they think their supporters are that big of an idiot that as long as they sit there and deny that this stuff is going on, that people won't realize what's happening. Now, look, I can't play all of these here because there's cuss words on them and things. And you pretty much got to be watching to be able to see it. But here's the latest article out showing what the military is doing. Disturbing video that shows U.S. soldiers blowing up a dog in Iraq for fun. And again, this is not the majority of the troops, but it's like when you see that Apache helicopter shoot up that car full of kids, they kind of laugh about it and say, well, shouldn't bring kids to a battle. It wasn't a battle. It was the middle of a city. It was Reuters reporters with their kids. And then people defended that on the radio. They defend torture on the radio. Well, this is what torture is. Let's go ahead and play part of that clip. And again, there's just a dog. It's in a city on the side of the road. They put some food out for it next to a bomb. And the audio's not good, but you can hear them talking about it. Oh, come on, puppy, puppy. They make sweet, you know, fake sweet noises to it. Come on, kid, get in the car. Yeah, and cousins coming up, they start celebrating and getting off on it. Let's go ahead. That's enough right there. So they blow up the dog and have a big celebration. Now, here's another video that I mentioned where Michelle Malkin and others said, I was a liar. In fact, some blogs and groups, neocon groups, said that we might have even produced it, that it was a robot dog. Anybody who's ever had a dog knows you pick one up by the back of the scruff of the neck. It pulls its little legs up. You can see it's a real puppy. And they throw it off a cliff. And the Marines did an investigation, said, yes, it was true. But notice, people don't get upset about Iraqi kids being killed. That's manly and good. It's a dog, because dogs haven't been dehumanized yet. There's more value in an animal in our culture. You know, my dad was coming over to do some 22 shooting with my children yesterday. And I said, well, everything's closed today. But I said, well, you go to Walmart and buy some of those box targets, those styrofoam targets, you know, with squirrels and stuff on them. And he said, yeah. And when he was leaving Walmart, he got lectured by the old lady, please don't shoot squirrels and crows. And he said, well, it's for target practice. And the point is, she had to lecture him. You know, this is all this anti-gun culture that's out there. But side issue, they care about animals, but not about humans. That's part of the dehumanization. Let's go to this next clip. Here they are with the puppy, enjoying themselves and throwing it off the cliff.
Cute little puppy, huh?
Oh, so cute. So cute little puppy.
Oh. And then there's a celebration, but we can't play the cussing. So, again, face your crimes. You want preemptive war? You want police state? The Constitution's bad? Enjoy the fruits. Abortion isn't bad? Enjoy the fruits. Vaccines aren't bad? Enjoy the fruits. We'll be back with your calls.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.